The corridors along which he had traveled had been empty. Robots were probably disinfecting them now. The robot facing him would probably step through a germicidal bath when it left. The robot said, "There is a water supply and plumbing. Food will be supplied. You will have viewing matter. The ports are controlled from this panel. They are closed now, but if you wish to view space," Bailey said with some agitation.
"That's all right, boy. Leave the ports closed."
He used the boy address that Earthmen always used for robots. But the robot showed no adverse response. It couldn't, of course. Its responses were limited and controlled by the laws of robotics. The robot bent its large metal body in the travesty of a respectful bow and left. Bailey was alone in his room and could take stock. It was better than the plane, at least. He could see the plane from end to end. He could see its limits. The spaceship was large. It had corridors, levels, rooms. It was a small city in itself. Bailey could almost breathe freely. Then lights flashed, and a robot's metallic voice sounded over the communo and gave him specific instructions for guarding himself against takeoff acceleration. There was the push backward against webbing and a yielding hydraulic system, a distant rumble of force jets heated to fury by the proton micropile. There was the hiss of tearing atmosphere, growing thinner and high-pitched, and fading into nothingness after an hour. They were in space. It was as though all sensation had numbed, as though nothing were real. He told himself that each second found him thousands of miles farther from the cities, from Jesse. But it didn't register. On the second day, the third, there was no way of telling time except by the intervals of eating and sleeping, there was a queer momentary sensation of being turned inside out. It lasted an instant, and Bailey knew it was a jump. That oddly incomprehensible, almost mystical, momentary transition through hyperspace that transferred a ship and all it contained from one point in space to another, light years away. Another lapse of time and another jump, still another lapse, still another jump. Bailey told himself now that he was light years away, tens of light years, hundreds, thousands. He didn't know how many. No one on Earth as much as knew Solaria's location in space. He would bet on that. They were ignorant, every one of them.